In the cafes of Bangkok, there's a buzz in the air. Local diners are back, bringing life to a city that was eerily quiet just a couple of months ago. COVID-19 cases have more than halved since their August peak of 23,000 a day, and business owners are optimistic after a trying year.
I think being in the restaurant business, it was the worst possible industry that you could be in during the pandemic. So for us, it was, I had to sort of fund the business through, to cover up all the losses, in the hope that things would open again and business would come back.
Australian Benjamin Lee owns popular cafe chain Sarnie's, and many of his customers were foreigners.
When they shut the borders, there was a lot less people here, but then when they completely locked down the country, in our other outlet, we almost earned no money at all, or made no sales, so it was some big losses across the board. It was very, very difficult, so I had to find money from all different places and borrow money from different people in order to survive.
But now restrictions have eased and local Thais are returning with a bigger boost in store, with tourists allowed into the country again this week.
Because so many businesses have closed over this past 2 years, the ones that have survived are getting very, very busy. Like now, it's a very good crowd. So for the ones that have hung on, it's probably business might be even better than it was before.
From tomorrow, fully vaccinated Australians can fly to Thailand without having to quarantine for a holiday or to reunite with friends and family. Australia is one of 46 countries given the green light, along with the United States, the United Kingdom and China. The Thai government insists the process will be smooth thanks to its trial in Phuket. Through what's known as the sandbox program, foreigners could spend their quarantine roaming the island. Under the new rules, to travel to Thailand, you'll have to register online a week in advance to receive a Thailand pass. You'll have to prove you've been vaccinated and have medical insurance, then take a COVID test before your flight and another when you land, and spend up to one night in hotel quarantine while you wait for your result. If it's negative, you can leave, but must self-test a week later and send back your result through a phone app. If you do have COVID, you'll have to stay in quarantine. But hotels are confident holidaymakers won't be deterred.
Look, I don't think so. I think Bangkok was the most visited city in the world in 2019. So I think people want to come back. It's a place people come to many, many times over, not just a one-time destination. I think people resonate with Thailand. They want to get on a plane and they want to come. So it looks like the procedures to follow to come here are relatively simple.
Blair Fowler runs one of Bangkok's luxury hotels, the Marriott Surawong, which had to close for 3 months due to COVID. He's relieved Thailand's reopening and Australians can enter.
Get on the plane as quickly as you can. Get here. You can experience Thailand like you've never seen it before and probably won't in the future. And I think now you can see the amazing cultural sites of Bangkok, the islands of Phuket, which are basically empty. Come back before the world comes back and experience them, in their pristine beauty like they are now.
Bars and restaurants will be allowed to serve alcohol again, and the 11 p.m. curfew lifted to help revive Bangkok's struggling nightlife and tourist hotspots like Khao San Road, devastated by the pandemic. Local bar owner Karma Gurung says it will be a long road to recovery.
Getting better, we hope. But after COVID, every hotel, every restaurant, they close. So nobody comes here. You can see in Khao San Road like that. Quite difficult, like a shop also, you cannot pay rent. So they have to close.
Each day in Thailand, there are still nearly 10,000 new COVID-19 cases and less than half the population is fully vaccinated. But the country is trying to live with the virus, though Benjamin Lee says there's still uncertainty about whether Australians will return.
I am in touch with people back home. I think a lot of people want to come over here, but they're probably going to give it a few months just to make sure that if they do leave Australia, they're okay to go back in. So,
hoping if not this year, then next. Olivia Leeming, SBS News.